Blog Talk Radio.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
He has been listened to by over 100 people.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Jake Pentland Show. Glad to be back. We've got an exciting show for you today. I'll be calling about halfway. Jen, are you there?
I am here, barely. I made it a minute before.
I'm so happy. Do you want to say who she is and her name and all that? Since I'm trying to give you more credit.
Oh, yes. Her name is Nikki Delano. I think she has an entire list of porn that I've never seen, and you probably have, so...
No, but I would definitely be checking it after I talk to her. I find that talking to porn stars is a lot of fun for me, because while on the show I'll be psychoanalyzing her and talking about her upbringing and scene caring, usually immediately after I'm going to go on a jerk fest. It's so exciting.
I thought you were over porn. I thought you said you've quit porn now, right?
I have, but it's not every day you talk to an actual porn star for free. So
right.
It's exciting. Let me just have a little excitement in my otherwise boring existence, please.
We have Faith usually. She's free for us.
Faith doesn't do the webcam thing. I don't get any freebies. I should, but for some reason she hasn't yet. She hasn't even offered.
Wow.
So did your kids win the soccer game?
You know, they don't keep score at age 5. You know, they don't want anyone sad.
Oh, that's so gay.
We keep
score
in our head. I think technically they lost. I have no idea because they divide them up into two. I don't know. It's very simplified and sweet and cute.
So stupid. Did you happen to catch South Park this last week? Because, you know, a lot of people think that I'm alone in this world with the things that bother me, especially when it comes to youth sporting events. But the South Park writers, which are some of my heroes, actually, did an episode that was very much in the vein of The Cult of Jake, and I was very impressed. Did you happen to see it?
I haven't really watched since I was a kid.
Yeah, they've been really bad the last few years. They started just getting high and rushing the episodes out, so a lot of times they start with a good premise, or not even that, but they rarely tie up like they used to. They've gone a little Hollywood, and this episode was no different. I think it kind of lost its way, but the first 10 minutes was just dead-on social commentary. Brilliant. And what it was about was actually, it's funny you bring up your kids and not keeping a score. Stan Marsh, you know Stan, one of the boys, his dad, Randy Marsh,
right.
I'm actually going to be writing a blog soon, my second blog, about Randy Marsh, because I would like to make the argument that he's the greatest television dad in the history of television, more than Archie Bunker or John Goodman. I swear to God, the guy, he's underrated because that show's so good. A lot of people sort of ignore Randy Marsh. But I think he's the greatest character, honestly, of all time. And in this episode, he's watching football with his sons, and he finds out from his sons and their school football team that they no longer allow kickoffs because they're worried about concussions and tackling. And he flips out Jake Pentland style, and he gets really sarcastic, and he gets upset, and he goes to the school, and he's like, oh, we don't want to hurt any kids. We don't want them to get hurt tackling. And he changes the rules of football, all in a sarcastic, you know, social commentary mode. And 5 minutes into the episode, they're all wearing foil hats and bras. And instead of tackling, they chase a balloon, and they hug each other and compliment each other for scores.
That is a very Jake Pentland
It was.
Right.
See, I want to talk a little bit about my power in the universe now that I've been enlightened, although it's up in the air now. But I have an amazing power because the world is starting to change. And not only that, does Randy Marsh then becomes coach of the Denver Broncos, and they change the National Football League to prevent anyone from getting hurt, to where they're all hugging a balloon and complimenting each other. And it was great. And of course, it turned into a big semen-eating episode like they always do, where it makes no sense. But I was just happy to see that, you know, some people are seeing what I've been saying. And, you know, it's tackle football, people. And your kids are playing soccer. It's not like they're going to get hit. There's no clotheslines or tackling in soccer. I mean, soccer is a giant pussy sport.
It's tackling. It's slide
accidental.
No, you can tackle into the ball and people fall. There's lots of falling, but it was mostly because they're clumsy.
Or they're trying to draw a flag. I mean, the professional soccer players fall to try and draw a flag. If you ever go on YouTube, you can just type soccer flops, and it's the funniest thing ever. I've seen ones where guys get bumped and then take a full 3 or 4 steps before they pretend like they were hit and fall. And it's, I hate that, but that's, I'm getting off on a tangent. The bottom line is your kids play arguably the most pussy sport of pussy sports, which is soccer. There's no touching or anything. And if they're not even going to keep a score in soccer, that's just tragic. But I'm just, you know, I don't want to make you mad.
Well, they don't keep score till 8 years old. I don't even care. The kids keep score. Not our kids, because not the one I just went to, the 5-year-old, but my 7-year-old. They do, the kids and the coach keep score. And he will talk about, you know, that, oh, they got you this time. You know, like they keep score because they're kids. They're competitive, especially boys. It's
boys
just not
are very
official.
Competitive. Boys
yeah,
need
it's
to
not
learn.
Official scores. There's no okay. First place, second place. Everyone gets a trophy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. A nation of giant vaginas who watch Glee and don't play professional sports. It's tragic. Especially for boys. I mean, for girls, it's maybe a little different, but boys need to get out there and, you know, be bucks and lock up and fight and win, be competitive. It's very, very important to them. So. But that's a whole other show. I'm still forming that
right.
show. But more on my power. I see Eli's there. Let me just say hi to Eli real quick. Hey, brother. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Are you in a car?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, if you can't do the show or whatever, there's no pressure.
I know. I just can't do any sound effects, but I'll contribute as much as I can. While
awesome.
I didn't bring my iPad nor computer, so... There's only so much I could do.
Oh, so you won't be able to interrupt me with a barrage of sound effects that are ill-timed?
Oh, good for you!
Well, hello. But let's not get off on a tangent talking about you, Eli. This is the Jake Pentland Show, after all, and I am, of course, Jake Pentland. So, on the theme of my power, not only is South Park following my lead, but former friends and guests of this show, three of them, I don't know, I obviously probably don't have anything to do with this news, but I'm going to take credit anyway. But Sandra Bernhardt, our dear friend, still one of my favorite interviews, is now returning back to television. Round of applause if Eli was there, would do that. Very, very happy. Thank you, Eli. She is a very, very talented woman and should not be held from an audience. So I'm taking credit. She was on the show. Thank you, Jen.
I did it.
She was on a show, on my show, and now she's back on television. Our dear friend, Thomas Beattie, the pregnant man, who we did the show with, was that last week or 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Last,
2 weeks
ago. Was it two?
He,
wow. They all blend together into one. He's a third person.
But Thomas Beattie is now going to be guesting on Oprah Network shows. I don't know what she does anymore over there, but he is going to be on a show with Oprah. She's going to be interviewing him about his court case in Arizona, which we did the show 2 weeks ago, and still to this day have not really been able to get much word out. For those of you who are listening now for the first time, he's a woman born, became a man, blah, 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 got married as a man, and now he's trying to get a divorce because his wife physically abused him. She sounds a little wacky. And the judge is, at this point, holding off the divorce until he is... it's proven to the judge that Thomas is indeed a man, even though he has the male birth certificate and whatnot. It's a huge issue, and the craziest part of the issue, as we talked on the show before, is that Thomas doesn't really have a lot of support in the lesbian and gay community, but if you go on the Oprah show, you're going to get some gay support. So I'm very happy for Thomas. That's two of our friends that have been on my show that were sort of, you know, bouncing and drifting along in the universe that now have clear direction, so I'd like to tell them you're welcome. And Jenny Ketchum, former porn star, Penny Flame, who I jerked it to many times after talking to her, just got a, I don't know how the test works, but she got an A on an ethics exam. I saw her tweet. So she's come a long way. I'd like to take credit for that as well. Thank you. So bottom line, if you're afraid to do this show, this is the show to do. This will change your life. I don't know why I have mystical powers. I don't question the universe, but I do. So anyway. And your kids are pussies, Jen.
Thank you. They'll kick your kids' ass someday.
So this is we only have two more shows with you, right?
No, well, today and next week.
Yeah, yeah. That's two more, genius.
Well, today is already in process, so okay. To me, I think there's one more show, but yeah.
And then you go under
yes,
the...
I have a week from Thursday, I'll be getting cut open. and have a baby taken out of me.
Oh, I thought we were going to do it on air.
The cutting open? I can't even video it on air. They're not going to let me be on a phone talking.
You
I mean, I can't
don't.
Even video it for my own personal use. They're very paranoid in hospitals in
really?
Case they have a malpractice suit. Yeah. It puts pressure on them. Imagine doing surgery with someone videoing you and one mistake and their job's gone.
Please, I do a blog talk show on the internet with tens of listeners. I understand pressure.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just have to step it up. You know, you can't,
every hospital is different, but this hospital you can't video. You can barely do stills, but he could video if he was sneaky, but my husband's not sneaky.
So how are we going to do this when after you get the baby cut out?
Right.
How are you going to co-host with a screaming child constantly on your tit?
Exactly. That's how I'm going to do it. He'll be constantly on my tit.
Oh, my God.
He won't
be
screaming.
So should we have the talk now that if your baby is not quiet, I'm going to have to let you go? Or what's the best way?
Yeah. I'm going to just feed the shit out of him before the show and hope it makes him pass out. So.
Well, I'll certainly give him an eating disorder.
he'll fit right in the Jake Pentland family. Pigging out on tit before the show.
Yeah, you know, I was hopeful when I started this that the collection of people to join the quote-unquote cult and friends and family, that certain people that I would magnetize to and bring to myself would be a little bit different than what I've been facing, because as much as I love the crazy cult, they have reached a new level of crazy, in my opinion. I don't know, Eli or Jen, if you've been following it, but right now we have our first ever, I wish I had a sound effect, I should have created this, our first ever Cult of Jake lawsuit amongst cult members. I'm very excited. You know, when I got parodied last week on
Twitter.
Oh,
I'm very aware of this. I've watched it all go down.
This, you know, I did always have the intention that the cult would sort of be like a spin-off of its own show. And as I mentioned, the Zat Chat is a whole different world that, again, I'm even terrified to go into. So I'm happy that it's being built. But this a lawsuit, I can't even tell you how excited this makes me. Because, you know, I got parodied twice last week. I don't want to give the numbers of the show, but I also got the numbers from our show last week. And we are officially on our way to actually being a legit hit. Eli, I got to tell you, I'll tell you tonight. Things are looking up, so I've been parodied, my numbers are going up, and now there is a lawsuit. So I have arrived. And I've saved Thomas Beattie, Sandra Bernhardt, and a porn star so far. So
can you get into specifics about what the lawsuit, what who's suing who?
Well, I cannot get into specifics.
I don't know about names.
Well, I'll put it this way. You know, we have some time before the guest calls in. So if you two who are involved in this lawsuit would like to call in and state your case, now is the time to call. I was going to tweet the call, but I wanted to blindside it because I didn't want him to think about it. So you know who you are, Xander and Marvin. We're not going to say any names, Xander and Marvin, but please, somebody call in. Brody, somebody call in and tell me, because honestly, I really don't know much about it. What I do know is that Xander and Marvin have been fighting. Marvin has accused Xander of being a stalker. For those of you who follow my Twitter, Xander is very much attracted to me. He is a gay gentleman, and I, again, am probably, honestly, one of the sexiest people alive. And you can't really blame him for his obsessiveness, but I do think that the cult, because they're all nuts, including myself, they tend to get a little protective, and everybody's looking out and making sure I don't get stalked and gay murdered and Jeffrey Dahmered, eaten and shoved in a fridge. But what I do understand is that Marvin had Xander's Twitter account suspended for stalking me. And Xander's created his own chat, and he has filed a lawsuit. That's all I'm going to say. So call in, please. The number, again, is 323-417-6705, and we have some time. We've got about 10, 15 minutes. I would love to find out about this. Have you been following it, either one of you?
No,
oh,
I
have.
Really?
Yeah, and it's all comes back to really the chat room, the scat, whatever, room.
Scat's a good word.
Yeah, the scat room, Jake Pentland show. I'll put a link to that so everyone else can get broken in roughly. But it's rough in there. We just talk shit to each other, and it gets a little out of hand sometimes. But, you know, I don't see how chat rooms and Twitter can be slander, or especially when people like, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church can get away with so much. It just seems like a waste of time. But, yeah, I mean, there's not much that was said that I can even say. I mean, it's the usual in there, calling people pedophiles, calling each other, you know, too fat to be in the room, and, you know, just mean shit.
God, I love that chat. Again, can you give the chat, do you know the web address? Because it's probably more, honestly, I hate to admit it, it's probably more entertaining than even this show. I mean,
yeah,
I'll
put it in our chat room on Twitter, and it is xat.com/thecultofjake.
Check it out, man. It is a free-for-all in there. And real quick, we have another call. So, Jen, you're going to have to screen because Eli doesn't have a computer.
Okay.
But I just got a tweet from the PR agent, and she said that they're waiting on our call, which I highly doubt you would have set it up that way.
No, I gave them our number, but I'll put it right on there.
Okay, because I just tweeted her to have Nikki. It's Nikki, right? I didn't do any research.
Yes, Nikki.
Yeah, I said I thought Nikki was calling in. So, well, why that's getting
worked
out.
Oh, you did research, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, that's after the show. So can you check that number real quick, please, Jen?
I will.
Yeah, so, Eli, yeah, that chat room, it's crazy. I mean, it's really crazy. And I tend to not get involved in the cult politics, mostly because I view the cult sort of like an anthropologist. I mean, and just the way I view the internet, it's why I don't take things personal on the internet. So a lot of people expect me to get engaged more. I mean, I fight on the internet, but it takes a lot to make me angry, because I know that people are much meaner on the internet and braver than they are in real life. That's just the nature of the internet. There's no censor. There's no worried about getting popped in the face. There's no, you know, you're anonymous. So things are just way worse. They just are. And I get constantly, they try and pull me in and settle disputes, and I stay out of it. But now that we're talking lawsuit, I am going to step in. I'm gonna have to sort of issue some sort of leadership here, which I hate to do. But again, Xander or Marvin, please call in. 323-417-6705, or I'll keep talking about it and making stuff up in the meantime. So, well, I guess that's it. I took credit for everybody's life getting better. Oh, cool. We got someone wants to talk to the porn star. So, Eli, let's not have any dead time. Do you have any news or stories to tell me or anything while we wait for Jen to get off the screen? I mean, I know you're in your car.
I did come across a news story in France. They are in the process of removing the term mother and father from all of their official documents. So those two terms are going to soon become irrelevant because they're soon going to just wanted to get your take on this, because they're soon going to, I think, legalize gay marriage. I think that's in the process, or it already has been done, if I'm not mistaken, or it's in the process of being done. But they're already commenced the process to remove the terms mother and father from any official documentation within France.
Well, I mean, knowing very little, that doesn't sound like that terrible of a thing. If they are going to go as far forward as legalizing gay marriage, and I guess gay adoption is legal there.
Yes, I assume.
So, yeah, I mean, I know that you probably thought I'd get more upset by that, because everyone knows my gender politics. I'm very protective of. I'm not anti-gay marriage or anti-gay adoption by any means, but I am sort of anti-ruling out the role of the mother and father, or in any way subjugating it or making it seem less important. I do think a kid needs a mom and dad, ideally. We all remember that show, because I almost got murdered over it and fired. But again, I'm not against gay adoption or gay parenting, and I do understand if there is some sort of legal disputes that will come up, that seems like a smart preemptive move by the French government to start, you know, laying down the groundwork to deal with any sort of future complications. That doesn't seem so bad. Did that make you mad, Eli?
No, it's just I kind of like to foresee, like, how trends that take place in Western Europe is going to soon take place in the United States, or at least it already has, at least getting the ball in motion. So it's just something that's new, and it's something I wanted to bring up to everyone's attention, just so they're aware of, you know, what's going to happen, whether it's good or bad. whatever your opinion is. I just like to disclose what's going to happen years, you know, handful of years from now.
I gotcha. And they don't. Are they doing that here? Have they started making?
Well, I could only. They haven't actually done that here.
Okay.
But they will, because that's kind of like what how these certain trends in society happen. It's usually from other countries that share our values. You call France one of those countries. But in other news, the I also wanted to get your take on this jerk who you know, made this, I think it was like a 15-minute video. It was an anti-Muslim rant. It was a YouTube video. He actually got arrested not too long ago for, like, I think he didn't follow his probation properly, so the U.S. government arrested him. I'm sure it has nothing to do with this video he submitted in 2005, but the U.S. government basically put him in jail, and I wanted to get your take on that.
Well, I would love to give you a take. I am so sorry. We have some issue with our guest. Somehow the guest expects us to call her, and there is no technological way in which I can call her and put her on the show. She has to call in. Apparently she's waiting for my call, so I didn't mean to not listen to you, Eli. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to tweet. And it's hard to tweet while I'm talking. So if you are listening, the Pub PR, the number for her to call is 323-417-6705. I apologize for any sort of miscommunication. I definitely want to talk to her. I see we have someone named Letitia Lick on hold that wants to talk to her. So I'm excited about this, especially to talk to Letitia Lick. I love that name.
Yeah.
But and also Jen from our Real Feminist is on. So this could be a fantastic show, but I do need Nikki to call in if you are listening. Jen, are you there?
Yes, I'm back, and Jen's on mute. You want me to put her on?
Yeah, but can you handle with the pub lady, the PR lady, how to get Nikki to call in? Can you?
Right,
I
already sent her the number in a tweet. I don't know how else to do that. So.
Okay. Well, Letitia Lick, please stay on the line. I apologize. But yeah, in the meantime, let's just go to a good old friend just to, so we don't have any dead air time with our technical issues. And like I always say, it's not the Jake Pentland Show without a technical glitch. So I'm excited. We can get going. Jen, are you there?
I'm going to check the other number, too, while you talk to Jen.
All right. Thank you. Good job, Eli.
Yeah.
Way to not have your computer.
Yeah.
Jen, are you there?
I am. I wanted to log in on the chat and talk to people, but my computer hates me and it won't let me log in.
I think you probably have a guardian angel, because the chat room, as I've said from the beginning, is insane. So,
but I can see it. I can see it. So
you can't get in.
No. So I can't defend my honor. But
are you being
will do that for me? No. No one's saying anything.
It's pretty crazy, right? Have you've been? I mean, since you've talked on the show, I've noticed you've been pretty active with the call. I love tweeting with you, but I had some other friends and inroads I was making with some right-wing people. I don't know if you've followed my Twitter account the last couple of weeks, and a lot of them were scared away from the cult.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm excited. I do see Nikki's on the phone, so we'll
cool.
We'll go. So how are you, though, before I hang up on you?
Good.
Everything good?
Everything's good. All right.
All right, sorry. Thank you for covering the dead air.
Thanks, Jen.
All right,
you're welcome.
Jen.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Nikki, are you there?
Yeah, I've been on hold for a while.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Our screener is in Palm Springs. He does not have a computer, so it's a mess.
Oh, it's okay. It's no worries. I'm like, you guys are talking about me. I'm like, ah, oh, motherfuckers, I'm on the phone. I'm on hold.
I'm so sorry. It's the Jake Pentland Show. This is the part of our charm.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry if they if you were told that we'd call you. I have no
idea. Yeah,
to
I was
that.
Told that you guys, because I'm actually at a convention right now. I was waiting. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, you haven't called me yet. So I text Eric. I was like, why haven't they called me yet?
Oh, my gosh. Well, again, that's why we're on the internet and not on AM or FM yet.
Yeah.
What convention are you? Where are you? What are you doing in a convention?
I am in Miami Beach. It's called Sex on the Beach.
And what is it?
It's a sex convention. Well, it's called Sex on the Beach. It's like performers, like singers, adult stars, you know, there's like novelties, so stuff like that.
And wait, singers, they're they're adult entertainers that sing, or you have other singers?
No. It's a convention for different genres.
Oh,
like
gotcha.
There's novelty, yeah, booth, adult stars here, there's singers, booth, yeah, different things. So it's a mixture of everything.
And are you there to perform, or are you just there just
to see? We're here. We're basically, it's a meet and greet for the fans.
Okay, that's, I have to.
Any motivational speakers, do they?
No, they don't do any of that here.
That's no fun.
No
one wants that. What are the fans like traditionally? I mean, I have my preconceived notions, but I don't want to be judgmental.
They're really, really cool. Like, I haven't really met anyone that, you know, pressed my button the wrong way. You know, everyone's very curious. They come up to me, ask me questions, you know, they introduce themselves to me, you know. They're really cool. Honestly, they're really cool.
Do you ever worry that, you know, the nature of your business and the nature of the sort of people that would show up to that kind of convention?
You know,
do you ever worry about
everybody, you know, everyone's unique, so I don't judge. So
I don't mean judgment.
You know.
I mean, do you ever worry about, you know, your safety or them just getting sort of obsessive or anything like that? Has that ever happened? Have you ever had any weird run-in with a fan?
Yeah, I have, but... Yeah, that happens to all the girls. You know, some guys just don't get the hint. They feel like they can marry you or they can date you, but that's not the issue. They can't do that. I had a fan actually get kicked out because he was too obsessive and he was scaring me. So I had him kicked out of Exotica.
What was he doing to scare you?
Just like he like sends me flowers all the time. Like he sends me emails that are like so crazy, and I feel like he's gonna like kidnap me one day. He's gonna find out where I live and kidnap me.
Oh my
gosh! And he
comes
to the convention and. Yeah, he's just spooking me out.
Was his name Eli, for chance?
I'm not going to say his name, but...
Please don't. I just... It's one of those things. I mean, there's so much to talk to you about and so many questions I have, but I know some actors, obviously, and I've known some actors that go to conventions, and even just, like, you know, actors that were a small part on one show one time have run-ins with fans. I imagine, you know... being an adult film star. Is that the proper term? Adult film star, rather.
Adult film star. Good.
I imagine, again, these are, you know, it's not like you're starring in, you're like a, you know, a guest on Star Wars. I mean, what you're doing on camera is something that sort of, let's say, tickles their fancy, so to speak. So I imagine that their level of obsession would be deeper.
Yeah.
But it's only happened one time.
So you said this happened only one time to me. It happened several times to me, but, you know, I don't like to really discuss that kind of stuff. Because the majority of my fans are really awesome, so.
I got you. For the most part, they're good, loyal fans.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're really great. They bring me presents. People, they're really sweet. They bring me pictures and stuff. They bring me, you know, goodies. They're really nice.
Do you get
a lot of female fans?
I have several, but the more female fans are really for the girls who do a lot of girl, lesbian type of stuff. And I do a lot of boy-girl stuff, so I have several, but not that many. Majority are male.
And I don't know how to ask this specifically, but I'll just ask you, what age did you get into pornography?
I've been in it almost 2 years.
2 years? I don't know how
old
you
are. How old are you now?
I'm 26.
Okay.
And I was 24.
Did you start, I always hear stories about they start, you know, stripping, and then it just goes up, and eventually you're on camera.
Actually, no, I had gone to college. I was working for a nonprofit in Uptown Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I did dance for a company, but not as a stripper, like, at a house dancing. I didn't do that. I was more of, like, get hired to do, like, private events and stuff, but, yeah, that wasn't my major job. The nonprofit was my major job. That's when I was, before I left to get into the industry.
Because one of the questions I had, I don't want to bum you out, but I had to, I don't know if you're familiar with Jenny Ketchum. She used to be Penny Flame.
No, I don't know who she is.
She was a relatively, you know, there's a lot of people in it now, especially with the internet. I mean, it's not like the 80s where it was like you had your 10 stars. I mean, there's a lot of people. She was on Celebrity Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew, and long story short, she went on there, I thought it was a rather genius move, actually. She went on there to promote her pornography career.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought, if I get in this rehab show, you know, I'll be able to do it. And she was trying to seduce Dr. Drew and all this stuff. But anyway, what ended up happening is he kept her in the rehab facility. He called her by her real name, and she had to, like, sit basically in silence for some time. And long story short, and I'm not saying this for you, I just find this an interesting question. She realized that she had basically, like, a sex addiction, and she's since quit pornography, and now she's a writer. She has a blog called Becoming Jenny. She's actually a really good writer.
Yeah.
And she was pretty forward, and I always ask whenever I do talk to an adult film star if there's ever any moment like that. Do you ever feel like it's a kind of a crazy world and it's something that isn't what you expected?
Oh, for sure. You know, there's days that I have, like, my moments from exams. I really want to do this, you know.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I love what I do. So, you know, with all the girls, we all, like, you know, relationships are really hard to get into because of the industry, you know. People, like our families and our friends, you know, they're affected by it. So you question yourself. You really want to do this. You really want to have your family and friends go through, you know, the shame, because your family and friends, they feel like it's a shameful thing, even though, like, you know, many people, well, I'm open-minded. So for me, people who do porn, it's not a big issue. I don't care. I think it's awesome.
Right.
But, like, I was brought up in a Catholic home, you know, from a child, and I went to Catholic school, and, you know, they're very strict when it comes to religion, so... This type of job is very, it's frowned down upon, so.
Is it hard to go home? I mean, are they accepting of it now?
Not really. They know what I do, but we don't discuss it. But I always go home. I don't care.
Yeah,
you know,
good.
I'm not showing up in my family's home because, you know, I feel like a little awkward. No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, gotcha. Do you think the strict upbringing had anything to do with, like, on some level you were maybe...
Not really, not at all. Like, I wanted to do porn for a while. I was in college and stuff. But, you know, like, my family and friends, like, it played a big role in me, you know, not getting into it. But I was scouted by Browsers, and, you know, I was like, let me try it out. And I tried it out, and I loved it. So I've been ever since then.
I think that's cool. I mean, I don't want to give you the wrong impression. I'm not religious or on a ministry or anything. I mean, what you do in your own time is great. I am an aficionado, in so many words, of pornography. I don't
mm-hmm.
judge it. I actually love pornography. don't feel like you're on the hot seat. I just
love porn. Everyone loves porn. Well, yeah. Porn.
There's two kinds of people in the world. There's those that love porn and those that don't admit they love porn. That's what I think.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I do know, it's not just talking to Jenny, but a lot of them that, and I said this on air, it's not necessarily a job. Pornography, from my experience, it's not like you can clock in at 9 and clock out at 6. I mean, it becomes a world. At least that's
mm-hmm.
my opinion. Is that true?
It is true, because your day-to-day, every day is different for you. Each company you work for is different. You know, you're not like, say if I work for Evil Angel, I'll be on set maybe 6 to 7 hours. If I do a feature for Wicked, I'm on set 16 hours.
Right.
Or if I do, you know, some reality type of thing, I could be on set for an hour. So, you know, my day-to-day is so different. So it's true. Absolutely.
And
if you could make better money doing a mainstream type acting gig, would you?
Absolutely. Like, my goal is, well, most, even all adult stars, they want to, you know, like, transition into mainstream. So mainstream, you know, this, I definitely want to get into it. I actually want to
how hard
show,
do you think that'll be after... After doing
right now,
all this porn,
I think it's easier for us to get into it because the fine line is actually thinning out, I believe. But back then it was hard, so now it's rather easy.
Well, pornography has definitely got more mainstream in the last 15 years. I mean, it's not. I watched.
I don't know about mainstream accessible.
I actually went on a mainstream show, El Gordo de la Placa. I went on. We did a parody on them,
uh-huh.
And they were actually very very. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
She's
at a. There's some creepy nerd with that glass.
No.
Like
I went on, and they were very intrigued by the whole parody and the whole thing. So I'm getting a little distracted. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I mean, I'll tell you, Jen, my co-host is. I wouldn't. Maybe mainstream's not the right word, but it's certainly becoming more mainstream. It's more acceptable to go.
Yeah, I think so
and,
for sure. Like, you know,
Piranhas.
You know, Riley Steele. She was in it.
Exactly.
So a lot of movies now, like the horror movies, it's easier to get into horror movies.
So that's the end game you want to get into, mainstream acting.
Yeah.
Okay. But you do love porn in the meantime, and it's good money. I imagine it's very good money. Yeah.
I'm sorry? What did you say?
I said, I imagine you're doing well for yourself now.
No, for sure I am. Like, I love it. Like, every day, like, every day is different for me, and me being in the industry for a short amount of time, I've been nominated for Best in Starlet. I'm up for 3 awards next week, Best Feature Dancer, Best Latin Performer, and Best Ass. I was up for last month for Best Movie Adult Entertainer of the Year. And
very
I've been
nice.
In it less than 2 years, and I've been nominated. So, you know, I work hard. It's who you surround yourself with and who you associate yourself with, like, manager-wise, and I have good people behind me, so.
Does the Best Ass Award actually, is it like a plaque that says Best Ass on it?
I guess. I don't know.
That is so cool.
That's an award I would want to win.
I want one of those.
Yeah.
Well, it's
cool.
Well, good luck. I mean, is it a fan vote thing? I mean, is there any way I can get the word out for you?
Yeah, there's the voting was closed already, so it closed on the 15th. But, next week is the award show. So we see who wins.
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Especially if you promise me that if you do get Best Ass Award, you will take a picture of it.
I will.
Okay.
There's many pictures of it, I'm sure.
I want to see that so
bad. The award itself? I'm hoping
it's
your ass.
Or your ass, either one. You can private message me. Now, but just to go back a second, when I say it's a world, I mean, you mentioned earlier it's hard to find relationships, and this is the thing I always want to say, and you talk about family and shame and all these weird things. It is a world. It's 24 hours a day, and the people that you're associating with are also in the industry in some form or another. I mean, it's hard to be with us, what do you call them, normies or?
A civilian.
Civilians, that's the term I was looking for.
Yeah.
And that's got to be, I mean, on some level, it's probably great. Like, you know, you've got a family, so to speak. You've got this world where you're safe. But I imagine there's also, my worry is, if everybody is in adult entertainment together and there's no sort of civilian or any sort of attachment to normies out there, I always find it's possible that it could be sort of dangerous after a while because there isn't that connection with the real world, and you're all together sort of all constantly, you know, over sex, so to speak, and everyone's feeding on each other. And that's where I get sort of concerned. I mean, I don't know you personally, but that's where my concern always comes in. I watched that Cat House show. I mean, those are prostitutes. So it's a little different, but I do know they live together in this house, and they're talking about how they constantly, even the women are constantly having sex with each other. I mean, they can't stop. I mean, they're overcharged.
Yeah.
Do you find that?
Well, and Jenny Ketchum said it wasn't a healthy Penny Flame. Said it wasn't a healthy world. She started to see that no one there was happy. You know, like they really couldn't find their happiness, and she started to notice that.
I mean, is there any truth to that, Nikki?
To some extent, I guess it's, you know, like I said, the family and friends thing. You know, it's hard on the family and friends, so you know, it affects us because, you know, if our family and friends are not happy, my family especially, my family's unhappy, you know, I'm gonna hurt me.
Right.
But, you know, it takes time. It takes time. All time heals wounds, and they accept it. But, and also relationships. A lot of people can't get married because they can't find that special man or woman that wants to, you know, be with them because it's important. It's a huge thing. Like, not many people can accept it. Like, your partner, you know, having sex with someone else. So, it's, like, I find myself sometimes upset, like, sad and stuff because I can't find a man that I want to be with that's going to accept me for me and stuff. So I agree. I definitely agree on that one.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, like anything, you always just got to constantly check yourself. And
yeah.
And there's no judgment here. I just, would you marry, you're straight, right?
Am I what?
You're straight? You're looking for a man?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you marry someone that's also an actor, an adult actor? Or?
I prefer not. I prefer someone that's not in the industry, but if it happens to be that I find someone that's in it and that we click or whatever, then I don't mind. But prefer
not.
Find
that. Why would you say, I find that interesting, why you wouldn't?
Because there's about 15 performers that I actually shoot, like that I know, you know, hands-on that I've shot with, and, you know, I'm just not into it. I don't know. I prefer my husband or the guy that I'm with, you know, their genre is something totally different than what I do. I don't want my life to all sex either and porn and everything. So, you know, I like a mixture of stuff. So I prefer my man to be, you know, not in this world.
A civilian.
Civilian, exactly.
Do you find that male porn stars have, are they difficult to, are they troubled or you just don't like them professionally? I mean,
No, they're awesome. They're cool to work with, but I prefer a civilian. Like I said, I don't want to have to go home and, you know, if they're important and I'm important, everything we talk about is about porn, you know, it's black, it's not, I don't want to do that. I prefer to have,
that.
You know, a separation there.
And do you have a website you want to plug or anything where people
can? Oh, yeah, I do have a website. It's called NikkiDelano.com. It's NikkiDelano.
And you're at the, what did you say, Sex on the Beach in Miami?
It's called Sex on the Beach in Miami, yeah, at the Convention Center. And I'm also on Instagram at Nikki Delano. And, of course, you guys have been tweeting me at Nikki Delano. Yeah.
Do you mind, at this point, there's someone named Letitia Lick. I just can't not take that phone call because the name, again,
okay,
is Letitia
sure.
Lick. Do you mind taking phone calls?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, cool. Thank you. I don't know how much longer I
you're
have
welcome.
You, but Miss Lick, you're on the air.
Hi, everyone. You may remember me as Letitia Lick a lot in Two Girls, One Cup, the sequel.
Yes. I don't remember you from the sequel.
Well, Nikki, I am obsessed with all of your films. When I read you were going to be on the podcast, I pulled the house phone right out of my vagina and dialed up immediately.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
And I am literally your biggest fan ever. I've flicked my bean to all of your pornos. Like, I've been waiting for this moment my entire life.
This is very cool. I'm so happy I could connect you to. Why aren't you, Letitia, Miss Lick, why are you not in Florida right now?
I'm actually a porn star in Australia.
Ooh.
And as you know, I am part of your female-friendly fan base, and I just wanted to ask you if it's normal that my clit gets beet red and inflamed when I fuck myself with a cold cucumber. So would you be able to suggest a better alternative?
Is this question for me or for Nikki?
No, I think
for Nikki.
Whatever turns you on, you know, I'm open-minded, so whatever turns you on, what gets you aroused, you know, that's awesome.
Well,
I think
that's actually very good advice.
That's very good advice. And I don't
thank you so much for the wonderful advice. I'm off to fist my asshole to your latest flick.
I don't think
and,
this, oh, thank you, Miss Lick. I am suspicious that was an actual Letitia Lick a lot. I think we might have been cranked. You know what?
Seriously, just had a contraction from laughing so hard, trying to hold back my laugh.
I'm so sorry, Nikki. Nikki, you're never coming back on the show. Is that fair to say?
That's funny. No, I don't mind. No.
I honestly did not know. I know who that was. God, that was...
Really?
Yeah, that's actually...
You know,
I'm pretty sure that was Brody.
Oh, God.
You know what's surreal? Jake, you know what's surreal?
What?
Is that I'm walking on the streets of Palm Springs listening to that phone call, and I turn to my right, and there's this, like, nuclear family just minding their own business, looking really... with their fanny pack. Their hats on, they're just like smiling away, and then I hear a Letitia Lick on the phone having a conversation with Miss Nikki.
Oh,
nothing better than that.
Flicking her bean.
Oh my God, only on the Jake Pentman show. Well, you know, Nikki, I want to thank you for your time. I am actually going to check your website. Is it a paid site? Do I have to pay for it?
It's a member site, yeah, it's a paid site.
Would
there's
you like
some free
to give me a
stores on there, there's some free stuff on there, so you can take a look.
There's no password you want to tweet me?
I can't. Yeah, I trust me. If I could, I would. But
no, that's fair. I'm married. I'm kidding. I can't do
okay.
that. Is there anything else? Can we promote for you?
No, let's see. Well, I'll be at Night Moves next week. We'll be, just follow me on Twitter, Nikki Delano, and I'll be posting the venues where we're going to be at. We're going to be at three different venues, three different nights. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday, the award show. So wish you luck.
I definitely wish you luck, and I'll follow you. Best luck. And again, if you win Best Ass, please take a photo of the trophy.
Sure. Well, thank
and
you.
And
I
hope
she
makes it into mainstream.
Oh, yeah, and of course, yeah, good luck.
I love her face, and I know that her family will be happier, and she will be happier that way, too.
But many fans will not be. What is your nationality, your accent?
I'm mixed. I'm Puerto Rican, Italian, and Colombian.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely.
I'm a mutt. I'm a mutt.
All right. Definitely going to your site.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Nikki, so much.
Thanks, Nikki.
All right, guys.
Good
luck. All right.
Yeah, I
that was the best ever, I have to say, the call.
You know, I feel so vindicated right now. But hold on, I just want to say for Nikki, she didn't seem like she wanted to be psychoanalyzed. I got that feeling, so I'm going to let her go. She's
right.
Very happy doing
what she's already doing. She already seemed like she knew it wasn't a happy world there. And
well,
I'm sure
maybe we've reached her. I mean, like I said, I'm healing the world one emotional, cripple at a time. And I think
I don't feel like porn stars are what you want to heal. They are part of your world.
I don't judge pornography at all. I just know that to get to that point where you're having sex with people for money on camera, it's got to be a little soul sucking. I they can tell me all they want that it's mainstream and they love it, but it's not good for the soul. I just know it is. I just know it. I don't know why I know it.
No, it's sad. I don't judge either. Like, I mean, I might say whore, but I'm joking. But you know, like, if saying I'm sad for them is judging, then I am. But no, that's how I feel. I feel sad for them that they feel that's all they have to give. If they want to be actors, they should be actors, not fuck people for money on TV.
Well, you know, everyone's got a niche. But no, I just, you know, I hope for the best. I know that, you know, there's AIDS scares and all sorts of stuff, and it's not good to be reamed continually like that all the time. It's just not good. But again, I wish her luck. And
it's not good for your body to be used that way, is what it is. Not just physically, but for your soul, like you said.
Well, again, we're being judgmental. Maybe I'm wrong.
That's
maybe
not
they're
judgmental.
Happy. Maybe they're, you know, going to go to heaven. Maybe heaven will just be porn stars, and you and I will burn in hell for eternity. We don't know. But best of luck. And now
you
I definitely will. I want to say I am so vindicated. I have been Brody. I get a lot of shit for Brody, and Brody's a nightmare, as I've said before. But he is fucking
hysterical.
How
would you know it's Brody?
That was Brody. That was absolutely Brody. And I had dinner with my mom and sister, and they sat there and ragged on him. And I was in clear defense of him. I have been asking him to call in and give me audio, and that phone call was one of the funniest fucking things I've ever, ever heard. So for all you people that tell me he's a mess and to stay alone and that I encourage him, Michael Fishman never did call in after I blasted him. That's why I did it. The kid's got talent. Thank you, Brody.
Well, and your chat room loved it as well. Even once they said, if that is Brody, that was awesome. So your chat room, who rags on him too, loved it, and I loved it. So I hope that was Brody, so he'll keep doing it then.
That was absolutely Brody. You couldn't tell?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I knew the second he said Two Girls, One Cup 2 that it was Brody. You think he think he even said Ibut at one point. But the kid's a genius. I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to get him on some good meds. I'm going to move him to Los Angeles. And I think
I'm
he's
all for
places.
Him being a sidekick if he can just keep his brain focused.
Well, he's, you know, it's like everything. I learned this from my mother, too. Genius, it's a fine line between madness and genius. And Brody's line is crooked. But when he accesses, God, that was funny.
Your mom would not think that was funny.
No, or Jenny.
She would not
juvenile.
Understand it.
God, he's funny. Oh, my God. And I
love that you sit and talk about your Twitter fans with your family.
I know. Well, you know, Twitter is a large part of my life. I've met some of the most amazing people on Twitter, yourself included, Jen. You and I have bonded even more so this week. A lot of people don't know that. Jen and I actually have become real friends now.
You very say exciting. That like every month or so, like it's
yeah.
Ends.
But I can tell you, I love you as a human being, and I'm so glad that I plucked you, and you've been nothing but supportive of me in ways people will not ever fully understand. So I'm very happy.
Oh, thanks. Well, let's make that clear though, that it's completely platonic. Because
oh, absolutely. I think you're hideous to look at, physically repulsed by you in every way possible.
Thank you. Oh, you would. I have veins coming out. Crazy.
Are you gonna name your son? I'm getting a question now. From nowhere, I'm making it up. Are you going to be naming your son Jake, after all? Everyone wants to know.
You know, I told everyone I want the name to end with an E-R because I have a Cooper and a Parker. And, yeah, my husband and I definitely agreed on Jaker.
I think Jaker's a good name.
Yeah, Jaker or Jacker.
Oh, and I think I just got a word that Nikki just killed herself after the show. So.
Oh.
So you got any news? We got 11 minutes left, and then I am going to – guess where I'm going, Jen?
Where are you going?
I'm going to meet my dear friend Eli in Palm Springs to pull off of the highway and shoot a bunch of bullets into beer bottles for hours until the sun goes down.
And aerosol.
Yeah, we're going to shoot aerosol cans. We think that's probably best for the environment. We were talking. We think that's probably the best.
Wow.
Hey, Eli.
Well, sounds like a good time.
I was thinking, Eli, that we'd buy like four bottles of like aerosol hairspray, right?
Okay.
Put them in a circle and then light a piece of like paper on fire in the middle of it, so that when you shoot it, it just explodes like this huge explosion.
That sounds awesome.
Okay, good. So I'll be leaving just after the show.
Okay.
So
do
we
have to never grow up? Well, you know, like I said, I was looking through some
Leticia.
Porn info, and AskMen.com is my favorite website because it's run by men, so you can't
so it's
judge
smart
too much. Well, yeah, if you want to say smart, fine. But as astounding as it is, it says that 47% of people watch between 30 minutes and 3 hours of porn a day, which completely amazed me, being that I have no interest in porn.
Well, the average man,
except for viewing midget on midget porn. I really want to see that.
Oh, we will find that. That's what I wanted to ask Nikki, where she could find that for you, because we will find that. That's another quest of the cult. We have to get midget on midget porn for Jen, everyone.
Yeah,
There's Bridget the Midget and Gidget the Midget. They're like famous midget porn actors.
But
I want a man and a woman, both midgets, regular midgets, like the kind of Oompa Loompa midgets, like that.
And we don't And you want, like, regular porn style, like the midget delivers pizza, and then she's like, ooh, I just cleaned my house, and she's like in a
midget
French
man. And I
want to
see their arms, like, flailing around and looking all, you know, awkward, like they do when they walk. So that's what I want.
so glad you're not
85% of these people that watch porn are, guess what, men. The bad news for all of you porn connoisseurs like Jake, and I don't know about Eli. Eli, do you watch porn?
All the time.
Sometimes,
he's Jewish. He doesn't do it on the holidays. So all the porn connoisseurs is that from doctors and research, they've realized it is bad for you. Like most men and women that watch it in an extreme, like people have extreme porn passions. They're likely to have major social, Jake, and relationship problems, Jake, and are more likely to lose jobs, Jake, and have legal problems,
I don't have.
Marvin
well,
Sanders,
I do now.
I don't know.
Sandra and Marvin. Jake.
So I just, and then my husband, you know, he works with sex offenders. He's an officer out here, and they aren't even allowed to have any porn in their house once they've had a sex offense, and that's not kiddie porn. That's adult porn. They're because it does something to your brain, I guess. But not even JCPenney's women's panties ads. There's something that it triggers.
What does it do to the brain?
It makes you too horny.
I think there's some.
How is it any different than just being
horny? Like watching too much murder, you know, like me. Like, I think I could kill people because I've watched murder films since I was five.
Yeah,
I
watch America's Funniest Home Videos all the time to see people get hurt, but when I see, like, a fat woman, you know, trip on a curb, I run to her and help her. You know,
I think I would laugh between entertainment and
real life.
Do you really, Eli?
I do.
He would laugh. I think Eli would laugh and then help her.
Let me tell you a little story about Eli, Jen, Mr. Such a Good Caring Person. He was in college, and a blind woman came up to him and asked for directions. And he purposely pointed to the building she needed to go to and said, it's right over there, and then called me laughing nonstop. He's like, dude, I just pointed directions to a blind person. That's Eli. So don't believe his bullshit for a second. But
no,
I got to back up for a second.
Thought. That wasn't scientific or any research. I think it does something to the brain that desensitizes to what sex really is, to where they think they can just ram a woman and they, I don't know, it's just gross. You guys are gross.
Well, hold on. There's so many points you brought up, so we only got a few minutes left, so let me just back this up. First of all, you said 30 to 3 hours a day?
30 minutes to 3 hours a day, almost 50% of people, 47%.
Okay, see, that stat is absolutely wrong. I'll tell you why. The average man watches probably 10 to 15 minutes of porn. When hotels document paper spew, you know, when you order a porno in a hotel, the average length of viewing, because they can tell in the computers of these hotels when you stop watching the movie, is under 5 minutes. Okay? So if you're saying they watch 30 to 3 hours and you say every 5 minutes a guy's going to bust a load, because that's pretty accurate, I think, then that would be 6 to 15 times a day, which nobody can really do. So I think that's wrong. Or
well,
the guys just aren't doing it.
Well, for AskMen.com, and I think it's the University of Sydney, you know, where our little
I totally
Lick-a-Lots from.
We'll have to ask Leticia Lick-a-Lot. I definitely think that Stan is wrong, but I do agree with you, and I have said this on the air before, that when my wife's out of town and I watch porn, it's not like I watch one porn video and then I go, oh, I got my porn out of the way. The more that I watch porn, the more that I want to watch porn. It's almost like eating sugar. So I do think it's, I don't want to say dangerous, but I do think there's something, it's the same thing I said to Nikki on the phone about being in the world of porn. There is something about oversexing yourself that makes you oversexed, and I do think that that's not good, especially if you're in a marriage. I mean, when Alicia comes back from 2 days gone, and I'm like Gollum in Lord of the Rings, and she's porn, and I'm shaking and sweating because I've been going at it nonstop, it's very different the first time we do it as opposed to if I don't. I do think there is something to it. And it's really, porn is really the best way to understand society. You know, if you're an anthropologist, they'll study pottery of ancient Indians and they'll study all sorts of shit. But the truth is, if you really want to know about a society, if you really want to know about a country and what it is, you can tell everything you need from its pornography. And that's my brilliant point for today's show. And I tell you, if you start watching porno, mainstream American porn over the last 10 years, you will see it leaning towards completely degrading the woman. And not just in a porn sense. Like, we're talking spitting, choking, slapping. That's mainstream. That used to be fetish porn, and now that's mainstream. And you can see over the last 10 or 15 years that there's probably an underlying sort of resentment that men have towards women. Because I don't think porn makes people change. I think the way in which people change makes porn change.
But don't you think that can desensitize people to think that is normal, especially when 15-year-olds are watching that all the way up? They're going to try that.
Well,
you
of
know,
course,
that,
but you're making two different points. Now, yeah, if the porn is that way, then yeah, 13, 14-year-old boy watching is going to think that's normal sex. And yeah, you're right. But the porn itself being made and being popularized means that a certain person, an adult male, is searching on his thing. Like, for, it used to be like two chicks, you know, playing beach ball, and now it's like, I want to see, you know, two girls, one cup, spitting, and donkeys. You have to search that out, and there's a reason that men are searching that out now. It's true.
I have everyone else search out the midget porn for me because I don't want my computer clogged up with all that shit.
But again, you are looking specifically for freak pornography, which tells me a lot about you. Again, it's anthropological. I can learn a lot about you by the porn you watch. You don't watch porn. You only want to see weird midgets with weird flapping arms have sex. Tells
right.
me a lot about you.
And the only porn that I even really remember watching, besides like a couple here and there in Vegas that I, you know, just for my husband's little fantasy night, whatever. But, you know, the only ones I really remember watching are, like, John Wayne Bobbitt type, where it was for fun. Like, I want to see his crooked dick. You know, like,
right.
It really was freaky, like you said.
You like the freak show?
Yeah.
Again,
yeah,
tell
me
everything about
it. But it doesn't turn me on.
No.
That's the difference. It does not turn me on. Like, watching it was hilarious. It was a comedy.
But, again, that tells me a lot about you.
What, that I like midgets and crooked dicks?
That you that you enjoy sort of the obscure and weird thing, that you like that. You watch murder shows, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, I could watch murder porn. You know what? That's a good
snuff
one.
Snuff films, seriously. That's
that
where you're going.
Snuff? Is that
but again,
snuff?
I'm laying down brilliant knowledge here, that and this is where the cult of Jake fixes you without you even knowing. This is where I'm sort of trying to heal America. When porn becomes man and woman, or whatever, man, man, woman, woman. But mainstream porn is the two people are actually enjoying the act of sex, and it comes across a little bit more compassionate. I'll know that whatever's going on in America has subsided. But right now, there is resentment. I'm telling you, go on, look at porn. It'll be a matter of time. By the second or third video you watch, you'll see a woman in a dog leash drinking out of a urinal. You will see it. And it's not, again, you don't have to look for it. It just pops up. So that's
wow.
That's what men and women are watching. And I think everybody should take a step back and wonder why. Because that is pretty creepy.
It is creepy.
And midget and murder thing is creepy. So anyway, I want to thank Nikki. Our guest, again, you know, study porn, anthropology. But I do want to finish the show with one last topic. Jen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have you whacked off your husband yet?
No, but do you want to know something? I can't believe I'm saying this on air. Is before the show, before he had to go take my boys out, I offered it to him before he goes to work tonight, so he will definitely be back for that.
The cult of Jake fixes you without you knowing. For those of you who don't know, Jen is pregnant, and I understand that's uncomfortable, but it's been a while since her husband's been taken care of in any fashion. Is that true? How long are we talking?
Well, I don't know about actual taken care of, but, like, sex itself, it's been
about
3 months.
Okay, see, 2 or 3 months. We have 10 seconds left. So, Jen, first thing tonight when he gets home, what are you doing?
Quack, quack, quack.
After the kids go to bed. Yes.
Yes.
I'll be flapping him for him.
Oh, I'm so happy. All right, Eli, I got to get changed to come see you. Let's go shoot some shit and drink some beer. All right, thank you, everybody.
All right.
Love you guys.
Freedom.
Freedom. USA.
Bye. Have fun.